A local group promoting an end to animal cruelty passed out information today at the University of South Florida in Tampa. They asked students to give up meat just for today, National Meat Out Day. Nikki Benoit is the outreach coordinator for Florida Voices for Animals, a nonprofit education organization.
It's an annual event, actually, that's held on college campuses and major cities across the nation and actually a few other countries, just to try to promote the vegetarian lifestyle in that it's a compassionate choice and sustainable choice for both the integrity of our environment as well as ending suffering for the animals involved in agribusiness and factory farming.
People concerned with climate change should take a pledge to give up meat for the day, according to Benoit.
In terms of environmental degradation, animal agriculture, according to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in their 2006 report, indicates that greenhouse gas emissions are greater from animal ag than from the entire transportation sector combined. And then when you have your CAFOs, your combined animal feeding operations, and you have a high density of individuals crammed into one location, the amount of excrement and runoff into our local waterways and the land degradation associated with such high concentrations of waste from the individuals it's so intense. And there's non-point source runoff pollutions that we're facing with, the highly dense factory farming locations.
Jody Kemis is on the board of directors of Florida Voices for Animals. She said there are three typical motivations for people to go veg.
Health, environment, and animal ethics are the three reasons people go vegetarian. Health, because there's less saturated fat, there's no cholesterol in an animal product-free diet. And the environment, because factory farming, a recent United Nations report actually came out and said that factory farming produces more methane than automobiles. So, you know, a lot of people go vegetarian because of environmental reasons. And then, of course, on factory farms, animals are basically treated like machinery. Chickens' beaks are cut off to prevent them from pecking each other.
Colleen Mulcahy is a staff member and student at USF. She helped pass out information to students about Meat Out, including calling on people to give up meat for the day.
I feel that USF has a lot of opportunities, but that there doesn't seem to be anybody out there, you know, working on those opportunities to try to get people that care about animal rights, environmentalism, vegetarianism together. And there's so many people on campus, I think they need something to get everybody together and organize.
Once you see for yourself the routine cruelty involved in...
Students were shown a video called Meat Your Meat about cruel practices in large-scale animal agriculture. They were also given booklets called Guide to Cruelty-Free Eating with Vegetarian Recipes and asked to take a veg pledge of a meat-free diet for one day. Andrew Johnson is a student at USF. He eats a diet that is almost vegetarian and got information about the possibility of going fully vegetarian.
You don't really need meat. I mean, I'm living without mammals so far, so I guess I just need to take that other step to not eat, you know, chicken that's been, processed and made in a chicken farm and living in unhealthy conditions.
Brian McNamara is a graduate student in political science at USF. He said he was probably going to eat a vegetarian diet on Thursday anyway, so he signed up to take the veg pledge.
I don't know, when you eat, it seems like you get a better feeling from eating the vegetarian afterwards. You feel more refreshed.
Don Davis is a former student at USF who read through some literature at the Florida Voices for Animals table.
Interest in the sociology of an idea being transmitted. Well, they're appealing to people's sense of kindness, sense of morality, wish for better health. Mainly the morality of stopping animal suffering.
But not all students were moved to temporarily give up meat. Dustin Harper is a senior in psychology and religious studies.
I think that honestly there are more important things to worry about in the world. I feel as though organizations like PETA and perhaps organizations like this take the focus off of more important things like human rights as opposed to animal rights.
Florida Voices for Animals' Nikki Benoit said that when she asked people on campus to give up meat for the day, the reactions were mostly polite, if not entirely receptive.
Most people are willing to at least look at the brochure, which is the only thing I really ask. Just learn it and know it. A lot of folks are saying, oh, okay, well, I don't think I can. I need protein, I need calcium. And these are a lot of the typical rebuttals that people try to throw out there in terms of a plant-based diet transition. With students in colleges or on the go, it's hard to really get engaged with them.
To learn more about Florida Voices for Animals, visit floridavoicesforanimals.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.